Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here, amen, on the program Spirit and Truth. We want to welcome you on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday as we give God thanks and praise. Amen. Blessing to you, blessing to your family, blessing to your entire nation. Amen. Well, I tell you, we are here back again on WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City. By the grace of God, we want to pray with you. We're going to pray for you. We want to stand in the gap with you on this beautiful Saturday as we give thanks and praise unto the Lord. Yes, indeed. Listen, this is a brand new day, and the Lord allowed you and I to live and see this day. And we believe that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Well, you can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. The program Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church right down there in Port St. Louis. Well, I don't know about you today, but I thank God that I am alive. Amen. I am alive. If you are alive today, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, you are alive. Amen. Give God thanks and give God praise because God is worthy of all the praise. I don't know about you today, but I'm so glad that God kept me alive. I want to read something in your hearing on this day. Amen. And it's coming from a special book in the book of Psalms, Psalms 89 and verse 34. And it read thus, according to the word of the Lord, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth. Let me read it again. Somebody need to hear this again. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth. Verse 35, once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. My God, somebody ought to know, as the Lord God, he made a covenant. Whenever God made a covenant, whatever the Lord do, it is eternal. And so God's covenant is eternal. Here it is that God made a covenant with David, and I'm going to share this with you. It is eternal. Whenever the word of the Lord come out of God's mouth, amen, it is eternal. Amen. Somebody need to know today, God wants you. God needs you. God want to do some things for you. God want to bless you. God want to heal you. God want to deliver you. Whatever that addiction is, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. There are some time you just can't do nothing with addiction. Only God himself can do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, I don't know what is your addiction. Listen to me carefully. God is able to break it in the mighty name of Jesus. God is able to break it and deliver you from that addiction. I don't know what your addiction may be, but I can't let you know God has the power to break your addiction. Listen, somebody under the sound of my voice right now, you're going through something right now. Listen to me carefully. God is a God. He is a covenant keeper. Somebody ought to know that God, if God says something, it must come to pass. It will come to pass. It has to come to pass. Whatever come out of the mouth of God when he made a covenant, whatever he said, listen to me carefully. I'm telling somebody, it's already been established, amen, in the heavens and in the earth. For the Bible said that he swear by his holiness that I will not lie unto David. For the Bible said, God is a man, he cannot lie. Somebody, you need prayers now today. You've been struggling. You was fighting. You've been going through so many things, and you want to give up. You're about to give up. Somebody, you was praying for your husband. You're praying that your husband gets saved. Somebody was praying for someone in your family to be delivered and set free. But I come by to let you know on this beautiful Saturday, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie with the program Spirit and Through on WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City. Now, I don't know about you, but let me just start to pray right now. My God, my God, my God, if you are afflicted today, if you are afflicted today with any situation, God is able to turn it around. God is able to heal you. Listen to me carefully. Don't let the enemy tell you that you cannot get healed. Don't let the enemy tell you that God cannot deliver you from any addiction. I don't know if it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whatever it is. God has the power to deliver you. Listen, somebody under the sound of my voice, listen to me today. I want you to know that God is bigger than anything that you can think or imagine. God can do it. Yes, he can. God can deliver you. Yes, he can. God can heal you. Yes, he can. God can bless you. Yes, he can. He can give you an overflow. I hear overflow. He can give you an overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and praise right now, God. Father, we thank you right now because, God, there is none like you. And Father, as we come, God, into your presence on this beautiful day, Father, I pray, God, for those, God, who might be under addiction right now. God, Father, you know their heart. You know them, God. And Father, maybe they try to get off that addiction, God. But, oh, God, Father, it seems like it's not working for them. Father, I pray unto you today, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, I pray for that person right now who, oh my God, who's facing that addiction right now. Father, I pray, God, that you will set them free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I pray, God, for that family right now, God. Drugs, God. Alcohol, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, yes, Lord, I hear you. Yes, Lord, I hear you. Yes, Lord, I hear you. Oh, God. Father, I pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, set them free for your glory. Set them free, God, and let them know, God, that you are the God that heal and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody listening to me right now under the sound of my voice right now. I want to pray against the spirit of suicide. I want to pray against the spirit of suicide over your life right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come against the plan of the enemy right now. Father, I decree and declare, God, the suicide spirit be moved, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel the plans of the enemy. We cancel the plans of the naysayers. Father, I decree and declare, God, that you're the one who gave life, God. And Father, God, I speak life right now into that person right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for delivering them and protecting them in the mighty name of Jesus. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The program Spread and Through with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church, West Palm Beach. Now, somebody under the sound of my voice right now, listen right now. I know tomorrow is Mother's Day. I know tomorrow is Mother's Day, and you're wondering, Lord, I haven't seen my child or my children. Lord, nobody even calling me. But I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for peace. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray for peace right now for this mother right now, God. Lord, are she concerned right now, God? She don't know when the last time she heard from her daughter. She don't know the last time she heard from her son. Father, I pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, before this day out, Father, I pray, God, that the son, that daughter will call mommy and say, mommy, I love you. Father, I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's somebody right now under the sound of my voice right now. You are worried. Yes, yes, you lost your mother. You are worried. You concerned. Listen, let me pray for you right now. I pray for peace. In the middle, oh, peace right now, in the middle of the situation. I pray for peace right now over your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody, you can call us right here, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here with the program Spirit and Truth. And God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Don't let the enemy put fear in you, telling you that God can't heal. God can do this. Listen, God can do it. He is God all by himself. Somebody you can call right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. If you're on Facebook, yes, you can send me a note right now. You can send me a note right now. Yes, and I'll pray for you even on Facebook right now, wherever you may be right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray for Sister Stacy right now. Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, Father, touch Sister Stacy. God, I pray, God, that you will open doors for her. Father, I pray, God, that you will do a new thing for Sister Stacy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask you, God, move on her behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to be shouting and giving God praise. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. God is a great God. God is an awesome God. Somebody right now, you under the sound of my voice right now, and you're driving the streets. You're driving the streets. I want to pray over your life. Father, I pray, God, for safety right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for stopping the accident from going forward right now. I pray, God, for safety over the family right now as they drive the streets, oh, my God, of Florida. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen and amen. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, yes, you went to the doctor. Yes, the doctor did everything they could do. Yes, we love them and respect them. They did everything they could do. But yes, they tell you, ain't nothing much we can do for you no more. You got to go home. I want to pray for you today. If you's that person, I want to pray for you today as you listen to me in your home today. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, somebody right here in Palm City. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, touch them, God. Let them know, God, that you healed a woman of issue of blood for 12 years. Let them know, God, that you healed a woman who was sick for 18 years. Let them know, God, that you healed, God, the blind two blind boys, God. Let them know that you are still healing. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, I thank you for the healing them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I come against every plan, every plot of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the plant and the plot of the enemy from around your business right now. Your business will grow. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak blessings into your business today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against the plant of the enemy right now. For whatever the enemy try to do to you, we come against the plant right now of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I see some red light. I don't know what's going on. I come against the plant of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know who this for today, but if I were you today, listen, I would give God thanks, give God praise, and give God all the honor, and give God all the glory. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, listen to me right now. Yes, right now. You're about to give up. You're about to give up. Amen. You're about to give. Hello, call it. You are on the air.
Yes, 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 Father. My name is Dorothy, and I'm asking for prayer to get a closer walk with the Father. Oh, God, I am saved. And I fall short so many times, and I need to get closer to him, and I need you to pray for my job. It's something the devil is just trying to hit me on every corner, but I know that God can do all things but fail, God. Now, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Dora. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I pray right now for Dorothy that she will get closer with you, God. Walk with you, talk with you, worship you. Father, I pray for her right now. Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I ask for a turnaround for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak healing over her. Father, I speak protection, open door, overflow for her in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray on her job, God. I pray for favor right now. Father, I pray for favor upon her job right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, protect her. Keep her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Dorothy right now, God. Father, I pray that you will use her and take her to a different dimension, take a different level. Use her for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Use her, God. Let her know, God, that you is with her. You will never leave her. You will never forsake her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. Bless her home. Bless her hand. Whatever she do, bless her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bless her all the way. All the way. Bless her, God. Even her seed, God. Bless her. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. Have a blessed day. Amen. 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 I don't know. Listen, but you can call us right here. You can call us. Amen. I don't know what's taking place, but you can call 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Even if you on Facebook, amen. Yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook, the Word Church right there. Listen. There's no time to play game. Listen, the enemy wants you to go down. Can I say it again? The enemy wants you to go down. Hello, caller. You are on the air, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Amen.
Pleasant good morning. I would like you to pray for myself, my family, and my grandson.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray, God, right now, God, I pray for the sister right now. I pray for God that you give us strength like no other strength. For the Bible said, when we are weak, thou art strong. Father, I pray, God, you will give us strength. Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, God, your word cannot return back to you word. And Father God, when you made a covenant, it shall come to pass. It will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for our grandson right now. Father God, you don't give us the word and we hold on to that word. We believe and expect in God that it will happen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be thou blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, I tell you from the Word Church right here down there in Port St. Lucie, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. The program Spirit and Truth. Listen, listen, listen. The phone is waiting on you. Listen, the Lord is waiting on you. Listen, listen. God is not in a hurry. God is waiting on you. Amen. Somebody needs to know that I want to stand in the gap for you. I want to stand in the gap. Listen, whenever God made a covenant, it will come to pass. All you have to do is hold on to the word of the Lord. It shall come to pass. It must come to pass. Tell the enemy, it must come to pass. Tell yourself, it will come to pass. Let me just pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God. I pray, God, for that person right now, God. They're wondering and they're trying to figure things out. Father, I pray they will turn everything over to you. You knows all things. You understand all things. You created all things. Father, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I call forth that which was in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray they will not go under, but God, you would bring them to the top. I pray that they will emerge to the top in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. You can reach us right here on the program. I tell you, Spirit and Truth with the Pastor Lawrence McKenzie on the program. Listen. God is doing a new thing. There is a shift taking place. There is a shift taking place. Get into the game. There is a shift taking place. You got to be a part of the shift. You got to be involved in the shift. God is doing great things. Yes, he is. God is doing awesome things. God want to thank you to the level. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hello, caller. You are on the line.
Yes, Pastor. My name is Andrew, and I'm calling for prayer. I forgot to bless my business and that my two sons will receive salvation.
Amen. Andrew, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray as you call for prayer, as you tell the enemy that you're not afraid to call into this program, I pray, Andrew, that God will keep you. God will keep you to live and let you see that he bring your two sons into the kingdom of God. Father, I pray for salvation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. What a good father asking, requesting to pray for his sons to come into the kingdom of God. Father God, Lord Jesus, you said we must ask anything in your name, and you said you will do it so God the Father can be glorified in heaven. I pray for Andrew. I pray for his two sons that they will come in the kingdom of God at such a time like this. Father, I decree and declare it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Andrew. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody needs to know. I want to decree something right now. I decree right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to decree right now. I decree and declare that you will not go under. I decree and declare that you will emerge and come to the top. I decree and declare that you will not be to bottom, but you will be on the top. I decree and declare the word of God over your life. I decree and declare that whatever God placed inside of you, it shall come forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody, you're going through something right now, and there's listen, I decree and declare right now that God will connect somebody to you and be a blessing to you. I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that somebody will be a blessing to you. Yes, Lord, I heard you. Somebody, you're going to give a testimony. You're going to give this testimony. You're going to give a testimony. I heard, Lord, in the spirit realm that somebody, you're listening to me, God going to give you a financial breakthrough. Today, I heard the word today. Today, you will get a financial breakthrough for the honor and the glory of God. You're going to give a testimony of the Lord has blessed you. Amen, amen. If I were you, I would receive that in the mighty name of Jesus. There is somebody, you listen to me right now, and there's a pain in your right shoulder. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, I pray for healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for that person right now. There's a pain in your right shoulder. I decree and declare healing in that shoulder right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody, you listen to me, and you have a headache right now. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the tension of the headache which you have it right now, that you heal in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, he's still healing. Yes, he's still working. Yes, he's still doing the things that he said he would do. Someone, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. Let Pastor Lawrence start with you. Let me pray with you. Let me encourage you today. Listen. God got this thing. God got you. God got your family. There's somebody, you lost your loved one. You lost your loved one yesterday. Yesterday. But I can't encourage you. Your loved one is safe in the arms of the living God. Can I say it again? Your loved one is safe in the arms of the living God. Somebody need to know today, right now. Somebody need to know. You can reach us right here on the program, Spirit and Truth, with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Amen. 772-221-1100. Amen. Welcome. You are on the air. Hold on. Don't move, Sister Jean. Don't move. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I pray right now for my Sister Jean. Father God, as she called in for prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, she believe in you. God, she know you. God, she worshiped you. God, she read your word. God, Father, you done do some of the things for Sister Jean, God. And God, Father, God, she asking today that I come in agreement with her today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come asking in agreement right now with Sister Jean. Father, I decree and declare that the enemy would not have a children. The enemy would not have a grandchildren. Father, I call for those children right now in the kingdom of God for such a time like this in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for healing over her body right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord God, healer. Healer, God, healer. Healer, God, for you said, come your word. I am the God that healed thee. By your strength we are healed. Father, we stand on the word of God. Father, we stand on your word. Lord, we believe in your word. Lord, your word is above your name. And Lord, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, healing over the body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for salvation right now for the family. I pray for a home right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask you, God, keep her home, keep her children. God, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, open doors for them. I decree and declare on this Saturday, God, do a new thing for them in the mighty name of Jesus. I call for purpose. I call for it right now in the name of Jesus. I call it God. I call it God. I call it in the name of Jesus. Heal them and deliver them from the hands of the enemy. Heal them and protect them from the hands of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shamataya. I call for it right now. I call it for it right now. Blessing. Your children will honor you. Your children come back to you. Your children, somebody call you, one of your children gonna call you. Your children gonna see you different from the day. I heard in the spirit realm, Sister Jean, I heard in the spirit realm that God is doing it right now. I heard in the spirit realm, healing is your portion. Healing is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. I'll finish. Oh my God, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Healing is your portion. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh my God, oh my God. I feel it up in here. I feel it up in here. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to have been praising God. Somebody ought to have been shouting. You can reach us right here on the program, Spirit and Truth, with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, 772-221-1100. I'm saying again, 772-221-1100. The program, Spirit and Truth, with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie on WCNO 89.9 FM, right here. Right here. Amen. In Palm City, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church, right there in Port St. Lucie. God bless you. Listen, somebody need to listen. Whatever God said, you have to trust God and believe God. You have to trust God and believe God. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Yeah, right now. You're watching me by Facebook, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Listen. Listen to me, Gavin. Listen. God is doing something great with you. God, that's why you're going through the fight. That's why you're going through trials. That's why the enemy tried everything to stop you and stop. But let me tell you something. The enemy cannot stop God. The enemy cannot defeat God. The enemy cannot stop God, and he cannot defeat God. If you know who God is, I dare you to rise up and give God praise, give God glory, because the enemy cannot stop what God is doing in your life. Somebody has been shouting right there. I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will go forward. You will go forward, that the wind of success will be behind you and push you into your purpose and into your destiny. Somebody ought to give God praise. I thank God for the management and staff on this awesome radio station. God bless them. God bless them. God bless the heart as they continue to work right here in Palm City on WCNO 89.9 FM. Somebody right now, before we get out here, somebody, listen, get your last phone call in. Get this last call in. Don't let the enemy tell you not to call. Get this last call in. We got a few more minutes. Get this. I need about 5 people right now. Call me. Just hang right up. Somebody need to call right now. Pick up the phone right now and reach us. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Or you can send me something right now. Send me a text right now on yes, on our Facebook page. Amen. And let me just encourage you and pray for you. Listen. The old song says, somebody prayed for me. They had me on my mind. Amen. The pastor prayed. The deacon prayed. The elder prayed. Somebody prayed for me. Listen. You need somebody to come and stand with you, encourage you. Listen, from time to time, all of us go through trials. All of us go through situations. All of us. But somebody, God got somebody to stand with you. I decree and declare, as you go forward this week coming and the weeks ahead, that your blessing will be greater than you can think or imagine. As you go forward, amen, this week, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your blessings will be great. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Hello, good morning. I'd like prayer for my grandchildren and my children that they believe and trust in God more.
Amen. Don't go off the line. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for salvation. God, salvation, no man can purchase it, God. But Lord Jesus, you died for us. You came into the world. You died on the cross, went in the grave for 3 days, and on the third day you rose. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, for grandchildren right now. Father, I pray, God, I don't know the age of them, but Father, I pray the grandchildren, God, just as you used Samuel when he was a boy, and God, you called him forth as a prophet. Father, I pray that these grandchildren, God, they will become what you want them to become in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for protection. We pray for covering. We pray for open doors. We pray that you will make a way for them as they grow up, God. I pray, God, they will have the right connection, the right friends. We pray for favor over their life. I pray, God, for these grandchildren, God, that these grandchildren will worship you, God. God, they will save you, God, because of the grandmother. Father, I pray for the grandmother too. Father, ask God that you give us strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I decree and declare over Grandmother Day that she will live and not die in Jesus' name. Amen. I tell you, we get 5 more seconds. God bless you. We get 5 more seconds. Amen. 5 more seconds.
Thank you for listening. Amen. God bless you. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry. Join us every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word is a Lamp, where you will hear the dynamic teaching of Sheila Suarez, the fresh manna. Thy Word is a Lamp, the fresh Word of God, children of God.
Thy Word is a Lamp, yeah.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.